Time to talk D-West girls basketball. Justin Fluke with you, joined by head coach Troy Hoffman. The D-West girls with a win against Morehead Mount Academy last Tuesday and then fall at home to Horton on Friday night in a close game. Coach, the Morehead Mount Academy contest was certainly a good one for your team. It was kind of back-to-back blowout wins for your club. You got a good win against Casey Christian, and then against Morehead you come out and jump to an 18-7 first quarter lead. It certainly makes things easier when your club's able to come out of the gates like that, huh?
It sure was. We got to play a lot of people once again and maybe put some kids in positions that, you know, normally they would not be put in. You know, your 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th girls are now in a game, not only trying to protect the lead, but trying to surge ahead a little bit and handle some things defensively against, a good opponent. Morehead Mount Academy has a really good player in Crockett, and, you know, to have my 10th, 11th, 12th girls have an opportunity to maybe stop her and rebound against her and maybe execute offense against her is really a it's a blessing.
Abby Ellis had 17 points in the victory, and you faced Horton then on your home court Friday night. Ended up falling in the ball game 48-31. It certainly seemed to be a struggle, especially in the second half offensively. What did you take out of that game and feel like was the biggest difference Friday?
Well, I saw there was positive and a negative, I thought. First half, I thought we probably played defense about as well as we could play. We'd work real hard. We worked on covering down on their big post player and pressuring the guards to create some turnovers, one pass away, and we got those things and weren't unable to convert a layup down the opposite end. So the defensive part was really fantastic. But I thought the second half, we were in a kind of funk offensively, and a lot of that was, inner turmoil. I think the girls were arguing back and forth out there, and that really shows on the court. You have one or two players that are not there for the team, and it shows in all facets of the game, and I think we had a struggle there. But, coaching girls, coaching kids, sometimes they're going to be at the top of their game and sometimes at the bottom of the game, and sometimes one's not going to be in the right emotional state of mind, and you work through that and realize that that's just one game, and we go on from there, and we learn from that and realize that basketball is a team game and we all have to be on the same page, and I think we're stronger for it.
We've talked about a lot of different players of yours throughout the season that have had bigger games and shined in different roles. It seemed like Abby wasn't getting the three-point shots, and Cassidy was working so hard to get the basketball but wasn't able to get much inside. I thought Rachel Rush was a huge lift for you. It seemed like she did so many little things, whether it be steals or going to the other end for layup, and a lot of rebounds for one of the smaller girls out there on the court. She kind of stood out to me on Friday night.
Defensively, I'll tell you what, I don't think there's one girl I've ever had in all my years of coaching, boys or girls, that plays the defensive passing lane one pass away like she does. Great anticipator. And for her size, she's 5'5", 5'6". As far as being an offensive rebounder, Rachel expects every time a shot leaves somebody's hand for it to be missed, and she just has a knack for being in the right spot at the right time on the offensive end.
Kind of a weird schedule. You're off tonight. You have just three games left. All of them are on the road. And your next two are rematches. You get Riverside again on Friday night and then Troy next Tuesday and finish up things against Pleasant Ridge. What do you take today or tonight to do as you get set to prepare for these final three of the regular season?
Like we've stressed all year long. I mean, we have got to be in a position where we rebound the ball real well, and we have to be in a position where we can guard the ball. Each person has to guard their own area, their own ball, their own person. And I think we get in a situation like that defensively, I think we're going to be okay. And on the offensive end, we just have to make sure that we execute what we have set up. Kids will tell you, boy, it works. It works every time we run it. We just have to get in a position where we got five girls running it at the same time.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing your team again in action on Friday night. We'll be there at Riverside with the call, Coach. Enjoy your night off tonight, and we'll see you on Friday. Troy Hoffman, head coach of the D-West girls. The Mustang locker room chats continue after this with boys coach Matt Ellis.